Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Successful Woman Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 15, 2017, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, I hope that you are ready to implement and accomplish your business goals this week, and I hope that you certainly took enough time, at least late Sunday evening or this morning, to review your calendar, look at all of the activities you had scheduled in your calendar, and make sure that you eliminated the ones that did not support the goals that you want to have accomplished by this Friday. And this is so very, very important. And what I'm learning is more often than not, most business women are not paying attention to their calendars. They will see, for example, important dates and appointments, but what they aren't doing is one of two things. They are not either scheduling enough time for the task associated with the goals, or they have so many other activities that really are not relevant to accomplishing the goals that the goals actually don't get accomplished. So again, I want to remind you of the importance of making sure that you not only check your activity calendar, but you get those things off of your calendar that isn't helping you to make money. After all, you are in business to do what? Absolutely, to make money. And so we have to make sure that we stay committed to what we created. We have to make sure that we stay committed to our business. So very, very important. For those of you that are new listeners to the show, again, welcome to Successful Woman Radio. We are celebrating 10 years live on the air, online, and I'm so excited that you have decided to join our family of business women that all come together every Monday at 12 noon Eastern to be in an environment of learning, to be in an environment of motivation. And that's what it's all about. You know, there's just so much negativity out there. There's so many naysayers out there, so much going on that can influence. And so it's just good when we can all come together and talk about things that are going to take our business to the next level. So very, very important. Well, I hope that you all had a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. I know that I did. I want to just say a big thank you to my daughter, Ashley, my son, Robert, my husband, Robert. I want to say a big thank you. I had a great Mother's Day weekend. And, of course, it didn't help that my husband made this beautiful pound cake from scratch. That happens to be my favorite dessert. He made this beautiful pound cake from scratch, knowing that this week is supposed to be the start of my new eating plan. So I'm having to be a really good girl on that end. Pray for me, okay? Absolutely. Well, our theme this month has definitely been a big sensation with all of you. And I've received emails and texts and people sending me chat messages thanking me for covering the hot topic, being the CEO of your business. And, of course, that is our theme all of this month. Now, you know, while there are many factors that go into building a successful business, it must all start with solid leadership. If there is no direction and no blueprint created, then guess what? No real results can be seen. And so all this month I've been covering different areas of becoming that CEO that you need to be for your business. Today's hot topic, get this, is 5 powers of communication. You know, communication impacts every area of your business. A communication system is something that you must have. From the time you start marketing, a lead is generated, and then that lead is converted into a client. And then for the lifespan of each client, your communications must be clear, effective, and it must do something very important. It must call each person that comes in contact with it to action. So very, very important, and that's what has to happen. And, of course, when you are on the labor side of your business, meaning working in the business, it's very difficult to have a bird's-eye view over your communication. As a matter of fact, you lose your power over communications often. So this is why I am covering today's hot topic, five powers of communication. Also in our lineup today, of course, I'm not going to forget to give you five questions to spark your abundance. I've got a book excerpt from our book club book of the month, Breaking the Spirit of Average by author Joseph D. Washington. And today I'm going to be reading from the chapter key number 5, Anticipate Opposition. You know, what do you do when you've got all those naysayers out there? You've got people making negative comments. You've got people that oppose what you're doing. How do you keep moving forward? Well, Joseph has a great perspective on this, and I'm going to be sharing that with you a little bit later on in the show today. Also, I have for you 3 ways to grow your Instagram following. Again, 3 ways to grow your Instagram following. And then we'll wrap up today's show with our hot topic, so very, very important, 5 powers of communication. Again, 5 powers of communication. So this is a great time right now to do a couple of things. Number one, make sure you grab your pen and your notepad. And for those of you that are longtime listeners on the show, grab your Successful Woman Radio Journal. And if you don't know what that is, it's a simple spiral-bound notebook that you have purchased for yourself, where each Monday you take your notes of interesting things that you have learned from the show. And that way you have a good reference when you want to go back and look at that. So date each page for the show. Put the show topic on there. I always give you the topic at the very beginning of the show. And then make sure anything that you want to implement that you put a star by it and go ahead and try to implement it this week as soon as you possibly can. Now, I want to let all of you know, of course, that I always offer my free Power Talk sessions here at Women About Biz, and the easiest way to do that is to go over to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar, click on coaching. And once you get to our coaching channel, just look over in the right-hand column, and you will see how to schedule a Power Talk for yourself, okay? If you're looking from your smart device, then what you're going to want to do once you get to the coaching page is to scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see the coaching menu and select Schedule Power Talk from there. It is 12:08 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. You know, I told my husband this morning that I felt like each day I was on a freight train and the time was just kind of rushing by. And I've sort of been feeling like I haven't had enough time to properly plan things that I want to do with the business. It's just so much going on. And I don't know if any of you feel that way, but it does feel like the time is just rushing by. Here we are, midway into June. Gee whiz, I was just saying welcome to May. Here we are, I'm sorry, midway into May, headed into June. And, you know, there's just almost, you know, about 6 months left in the year. And so if you have not accomplished many of the business goals that you set out to for the first half of the year, or if you really didn't even get started with those business goals, now is not the time to beat yourself up, but now is the time for you to get serious and to figure out what's holding you back. You know, sometimes before you can move forward, you've got to evaluate and look backwards to see what's going on. Why am I not moving forward? Why am I not accomplishing my business goals? And that is exactly why I decided on our theme for this month, becoming the CEO of your business, because, you know, so many micro business owners, so many home-based business owners, women who are solo entrepreneurs, so many work in the business so much that they never really get the chance to be the leader that they need to be for their business. But ladies, listen up. I am telling you that without a doubt, this is a firsthand testimony that I'm giving to you. I'm telling you that without a doubt, yes, there are other factors that can contribute to you not succeeding in business, but the number one factor that you've got to have if you're going to have a chance of developing a six-plus figure income from your business, you've got to be the leader. You have got to become the right kind of CEO for your business. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. Hey, another thing that you can do right quick is you can share the show with someone, at least one other businesswoman that you know needs encouragement, needs motivation, needs to be in a positive environment. And you can flash over on another line and either dial her, or you can just bless the lives of people who might be happening to read the news feed and they see your post on social media. You can go right to your Facebook account or your LinkedIn account and say, hey, I'm on Successful Woman Radio. Trina's talking about the five powers of communication. Or you could just simply say, hey, listen to Successful Woman Radio, and here's the phone number. It is 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with a pen in hand, the phone number to the show is 347-637-2589. And, you know, I appreciate so much all of you who have been longtime listeners and you continue to share the show. Again, we're celebrating our 10th year this year on Successful Woman Radio, and I'm just so excited that God has allowed me to be on Blog Talk Radio for that long. And we have just met people from all around the world through Successful Woman Radio. And again, for those of you that didn't know it, Successful Woman Radio is our prime show for womenaboutbiz.com, which is our main website. And at Women About Biz, it is our goal, it is our aim to empower you with tools and resources to start and grow your business. That is what we are all about. Want to make a quick announcement about our nonprofit company, Her Dream Startup. That is the nonprofit side of Women About Biz. If you want to visit the website, it's herdreamstartup.org. We have had some serious technical difficulties with the site ever since we decided to use a new platform for our courses. And so we are just about there, and I am just so grateful to all of you who have patience. But we have opened the website back up, so if you want to go visit the website, read information about the actual program itself or refer others to it, please go over to herdreamstartup.org, okay, and check it out over there. I want to go ahead right now and move right into the five questions to spark your abundance. Again, five questions to spark your abundance. Now, these questions you can ask of yourself whenever you need to, multiple times throughout the day, as a matter of fact, if you feel that's what you need. I, however, like to ask myself these questions early in the morning. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage you to schedule the proper amount of planning time for yourself. Now, I divide my planning time up over a period of 2 hours. Now, I want to let you know, where did I get, 2 hours from? Why is that so much time for planning every single day? Well, I'm in my CEO role when I do that. But part of my planning time is also personal development time to make sure that I am doing some things to beef up on my skills as the CEO of my business. For those of you that don't have that much time, you really do need to try and work in at least at a minimum 30 minutes to an hour of planning / personal development time, right? And so I look at the five questions to spark my abundance every single morning. And I want to go ahead and start with number one. Who would I like my customer client to be this week? Again, keeping in mind that as the ambassador of your company, you should be out there networking and talking to people, sharing your story, sharing the story of how your company can benefit others, right? Solving someone's problem or solving someone's pain or someone's need. That's what you should be doing as the ambassador of your business. And so when you ask yourself that question, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Sometimes you can't sit back and wait for people to come to you. You should never be in that mindset. You should always be in a mindset of, I'm going to go out and I'm going to identify who I want my customers or clients to be. I'm going to hand out samples, or I'm going to give out free consultations, or I'm going to display my and build my credibility over the social media and recommend a free report or recommend tips and resources. This is very, very important, okay? Here's question number two. What can I do to generate cash this week? You know, when you're a solo entrepreneur, when you are trying to build your business to that next level, six figures or more, it's important for you to keep your eyes on the prize. And for a businesswoman, that is keeping your eyes on income, on profit in the business. So you have to always, at the top of your mind, be asking yourself, what can I do to generate cash this week? Now, one of the reasons why I ask myself these five questions to spark your abundance in the morning is that it's in the morning before I start getting involved in a lot of things that's going to take my mind away from some important planning activity for my company. It's in the mornings that I really want to focus on the cash. I want to look at my calendar. I want to look at my activities. I want to look at what I'm offering. I want to look at, am I generating the amount of money, right? Am I generating the amount of money I need to be for the week? And if not, what do I need to do to make it happen? Do I need to offer a service? Do I need to create a new report? What is it that I need to be doing? For you, for those of you who are product business owners, you know, are you handing out enough samples of your product? Are you letting people test it? Are you doing things that will get the word out about your product, which is so very, very important? So where that word cash is, what can I do to generate cash this week? I want you to replace that word with an actual dollar amount. Now, this is going to coincide, hopefully, with your financial goals for each week, right? Or if you have financial goals for the month, then you just divide that into four, and that's going to give you what amount of money you should be aiming for this week, okay? What can I do to generate $500, $2,500, $5,000 this week? That was question number two. You fill in the blank and put the amount of money that is best for you and your business. Here's number three. What can I do to be a better leader this week? Now, this question has to do with really, number one, your clarity on whether or not you know what you should be doing as a leader of your business. And then number two, it has everything to do with your leadership skills. Are there leadership skills that you need to be honing in on? Are there things that you need to be learning more of, okay? One of the things I do want to say as a side note is that as a business success coach to a lot of women, the one thing that I keep running into is a lot of women who feel that they have to know how to do every aspect of their business before they can move forward. And I'm finding out this is what is causing all of this analysis paralysis. This is what's causing a lot of people to stand still and not get anything done. I was just talking with a client last week, and she was sharing with me that she had been planning for like 4 months, the last 4 months of doing a particular project. And I asked her one question that really helped her to take it to the next level in less than a week, and that was, let me ask you a question. Why are you having to do this? Why are you having to do everything? And she never thought about that. She just felt that it's my responsibility. I've got to get all of this stuff done. Having a power team of people, ladies, who can help us to get things done more efficiently, faster, and in many ways, most of the people who would be on our power team know more than we know about what it is we want to get done. This is very, very important from a leadership perspective. It's important that you are clear on what your talents are, what your abilities are, and how you can best help your business, and then from there determine where your weak spots are so that you can find individuals for other people who are offering professional services that can help you. The big thing that I have learned in utilizing the professional services of others is that you can't wait until the last moment to do that. It just doesn't work that way. Oh, I need a website, so let me go out and find a company that can do my website. Well, you really have to know all of these people ahead of time. That means that it's your responsibility as the leader of your company to be meeting individuals who do various types of business services. It's your responsibility to be asking for recommendations and looking at different things that you like so that you can say, hey, who does desk graphic work for you? Who does your web maintenance for you? Who actually takes care of your content writing for you? That's very, very important. And you might be asking yourself the question, well, what do I do when I can't afford all of these people? Well, that's something that you're going to have to figure out. It's a question that's not easily answerable right now. Each woman, each businesswoman is going to have to answer that question for herself and come up with solutions. But I can tell you this, if you are experiencing these type of things, you need to be, if you haven't had a power talk with me, you need to be scheduling a free power talk session with me, and we can talk about and brainstorm about that very thing. Let's move on and look at question number 4 of 5 questions to spark your abundance. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Have you been out there networking? Have you been meeting with people? Have you had some aha moments about other individuals that might be very compatible with your business that you could do collaborations with? What about prospects? You need to be following up with prospects, which is very important, which leads me to number 5. What are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Now, this question is really a complex question because really you should already have a marketing system in place where you can just pull different types of marketing workflows that you want to implement for your business. But if you don't, you've got to go back to the drawing board and get some help with creating a sustainable marketing system that is going to be working for you even when you're not able to do something on your own manually, right? Very, very important. So there you have it, ladies, the 5 questions to spark your abundance. Remember, you, ladies, and only you have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action. So it's going to be important that you ask yourself these questions to help you spark your abundance. I've been getting great feedback. A lot of people are telling me that they're having aha moments. A lot of people are telling me that they are really realizing where they are going wrong and what they need to be doing to correct themselves, to take their business to the next level. So just these questions will really, really help you. For those of you that have just tuned in, hi, welcome. This is Trina, your business success coach, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Make sure, ladies, if you're new to the show, make sure that you put in your calendar every Monday at 12 noon Eastern time. We are here and ready for you. I want to go ahead and move on into the book, Breaking the Spirit of Average by Joseph B. Washington. And then after that, I will be addressing the topic, 3 ways to grow your Instagram following. Okay, so we're going to be talking about key number 5 in the book club book of the month, Breaking the Spirit of Average, 7 keys to turn your average into awesome. This is a great book. I recommend that you get a copy for yourself. Probably the only place that you're going to be able to find it at this time would be, of course, no other than Amazon.com. So go on there. It's not very expensive at all. You probably can get it for about $12. And anticipate opposition. The author starts off by giving us 2 great quotes, one by Albert Einstein, which says, "Great men who are in pursuit of their purpose have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds." The second quote is by an unknown author that says, "Often the test of opposition when it comes is not to die, but to live." And he gives us a story of a woman named Sherry, and I'm going to go ahead and quickly read it because it's very relevant to this topic of anticipating opposition. The story starts off with is saying, "I can't believe it." Sherry sank into the chair exhausted. "What's wrong?" Karen asked her from across the coffee shop table. "Well, remember how you told me to start reading more?" she asked, sip of her latte. "Of course," Karen responded. "Well, I was so excited. I went to the bookstore and I picked up 3 books that I've been meaning to read for the past couple of years. I figured I would just get up a little earlier every day and use that time to read." "Sounds like a good plan to me," Karen encouraged her. "Well, I thought so too. But then I got a call from Kendall's swim coach. She was selected for her high school swim team, which is great, but they practice at 7 a.m. every morning. Because of traffic, I can't leave the house later than 6:30 a.m., and I have to get back to make sure Jeremy gets ready for school." Sherry took another sip of her latte, utterly defeated. "Hey, this is good news," Karen smiled. "It is?" Sherry looked genuinely surprised. "But you were just telling me last week how important it is to make time to read." "I know, and it still is important, but your daughter is getting an opportunity to fulfill a dream. Look on the positive side. This is happening because you have already invested so much in her." "Well, that is true," Sherry pondered. Karen continued, "And sure, it will be inconvenient, but I know Rob will be willing to help. Also, there are probably some other kids on the team that don't live too far from you." "Well, I hadn't really thought about carpooling, but you're probably right," Sherry said, now smiling too. All of a sudden, it didn't seem so hopeless after all. "Sherry is someone," the author says, "who has decided to break the spirit of average. Change is not going to happen overnight for her any more than it did for me or will for you. She is working hard at adopting a positive attitude, and her new enthusiasm has already been noted at her job. She is valuing her time much more than she used to by keeping a careful schedule of her day. She has enlisted the help of a mentor, Karen, who runs her own successful business and has sent all of her children to college. While meeting with her mentor, Sherry realizes she has just experienced the next great lesson in breaking the spirit of average, anticipating opposition. The author goes on to say that anyone who is honestly attempting to accomplish anything meaningful will face opposition. The difference between those who stay average and those who break the spirit of average is their ability to anticipate that opposition. You see, when you anticipate opposition, you are prepared. You're not surprised by the people or events that seem to stand in the way of your goals. You know they will be there, and you have a plan to deal with them. If you don't anticipate opposition, it will catch you off guard. You are much more likely to be upset, discouraged, and thrown off course. You must realize that in many cases, opposition is opportunity in hiding. The world is not perfect, and neither are the people who live in it. At the very minimum, opposition is like an exercise that forces us to strengthen our character. Opposition exposes weaknesses we were never aware of and allows us to address them. When you understand that opposition can actually help your self-development, you will view it differently. So what is opposition? The author goes on to say that opposition is anything or anyone standing in the way of you reaching your destiny, and it can take on various forms. In Sherry's case, opposition took the form of a circumstance that was seemingly beyond her control. She learned an important lesson that deciding to do something does not guarantee that everything will magically fall into place. There will always be things that come up to make accomplishing your goals inconvenient. Adjust your plan to circumvent the opposition. Sacrificing to accomplish what is truly a priority is how you prove that your goals are genuinely important to you. In Sherry's case, by reaching out to 2 other families and working out a deal with her husband, what Sherry thought would be a 5 mornings a week commitment ended up only being 1 Tuesday. She also worked her schedule to take extra time in the evenings on Tuesdays to read. It was a sacrifice, but everybody won in the end. You see, sometimes opposition, ladies, is more obviously antagonistic. Possibly your new enthusiasm on your job or your business has sparked jealousy amongst your coworkers or others, and one of them is trying to undermine your work. maybe you have enlisted the help of a mentor and your father is disparaging the time you are spending with this new leader in your life. Perhaps your kids are resisting the new restrictions on TV for the household, or an old friend is mocking your new habit of reading on the subway. It is important that you begin to see opposition as a sign of success. The more successful you are, the more opposition you tend to encounter around you. No one feels threatened by someone who is average. Now, isn't that the truth? So I just read from the book, Breaking the Spirit of Average, and we just got through reading, you know, about how to handle opposition. Anticipate it, the author says, because whenever you are doing something right, I can guarantee you opposition is always just around the corner. But the author pointed out that was something that was very important as well. He said that opposition is an opportunity for you to grow, because how you handle opposition and push past all of the challenges and the obstacles that come to in your way, that helps you to either grow or it will push you back. I hope that all of you who are listening have chosen to push forward with all of the obstacles that are in your way in building a successful business, and that you are figuring out solutions for them each and every day. It is 12:30 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead and go on to three ways to grow your Instagram following. Okay, so I have been really deciding to focus on only two social media outlets, and that would be Facebook and Instagram. Those are the two I know most, and behind those would be LinkedIn. But I am going to not focus on LinkedIn right now, although I'll still be posting from time to time. My focus is going to be on Facebook and Instagram, and I would recommend that each of you kind of narrow things down and take some of that stress and pressure off of yourself and just focus on one or two social media outlets that you are going to be very serious about building your business with. And a lot of it has to do with where are your clients or your customers, okay? But for me, with Facebook having literally billions of followers, and with Facebook having one of the best algorithms there is to segment all of the people who are coming on Facebook, I chose Facebook because I also do advertising on Facebook. And recently, I have fallen in love with Instagram. I think Instagram is a lot more simpler, although it's owned by Facebook, but I really do like Instagram. And so I want to share with you three ways to grow your Instagram following, because one of the things that was perplexing me a little bit is that I was having trouble with just understanding, well, how do you get more followers and how do you grow on Instagram. So the first thing that is very important on Instagram that you need to know about, and this isn't the three ways to grow your Instagram following, I just want to tell you about this one thing because it's an important rule, and that is about hashtags on Instagram. Hashtags are very, very important, and hashtags are really just keywords that people would use to find you, with the exception of hashtags, which is the pound sign followed by a particular word, is very important because that is how people can find out about what's going on with you and your business if they're interested in what you have to do. Also, this is how Instagram is able to push your post out to different news feeds of what other people are watching. Remember, Instagram is owned by Facebook, and they have a powerful algorithm as well. And so, again, it's all about relevance. So with that said, hashtags are very important, and I want you to learn as much as you possibly can about hashtagging and how to effectively utilize your hashtags. Very, very important. I want to go ahead with those three ways to grow your Instagram following. So, I set off the foundation with talking about, hey, Instagram really is all about hashtags, and the more that you learn about hashtags, the more important, the better you're going to be. Go on Google, look up hashtags in Instagram. There's some great resources out there, but one resource that I found in particular, and I've got to give this young lady her prompt because she knows her stuff. Her name is Cece, and her Instagram handle is the Six Figure Chick. Again, her Instagram handle is the Six Figure Chick. Cece is absolutely awesome, and I really like her style. I've learned a lot in a very short period of time, in about a week or two, of different things. But what I want to do, I can only tell you what I have recently tried that took me, I did a test, and it took my Instagram following from like 400 all the way to over 700 in a period of about 5 to 7 days. So in 5 to 7 days, I had 300 new followers, which was like, wow. So I know that this actually works. So the first thing is you've got to follow the 80-20 rule, which is about 80% relevant to what your business does. Now, we're talking about images, right? So when you use your images, the one thing you have to make sure of is that they aren't too wordy, okay? You know, a combination of images plus a whole bunch of words actually makes it kind of difficult to figure out what's going on with the image. When you have just all words, people know that I need to read this. When you have an image with just a couple of words, people know that you're wanting to inspire or call to action. But when you have an image plus, you know, 50 words written all over it, not such a good idea. So be careful there. And probably one of the best things that you want to do is, you know, look up companies that are relevant to what you do that have a lot of followers and pay attention to, you know, what images they are posting, how they're posting, and pay attention to the number of people that are liking what they are saying. And also pay attention to the engagement, the comments that people are making, and so forth. That's very important as well. But the 80-20 rule, again, is 80% relevant to what your business does. That's what your post should be about, 80% relevant to what your business does. Now, the other 20% should be personal or relationship-building images, whether that is motivation, slogans, phrases, information about you, pictures of yourself. That's very, very important as well, because what you will notice is when you post pictures of yourself or when you post quick videos of yourself on Instagram, you probably will notice that you get a lot of likes. Why? Because followers are really all about knowing who you are. They want to know who you are, okay? So that 80-20 rule really does work. Here's number two. Engagement is like the master key for Instagram and getting followers. And I'm not talking about other people engaging on your Instagram account. I'm talking about you engaging on other people's Instagram accounts. So when you pick up your phone and you first go to Instagram, one of the things that's very important is for you to click on the home icon, which is usually at the bottom of your screen. And when you click on the home icon, what you want to do is anything that strikes you, you want to go ahead and like it, right? Very, very important. Anything that strikes you, you want to go ahead and like it. And then what you want to do is anything that strikes you and inspires you or you have a comment about or what have you, you want to go ahead and add a comment to it. And you don't have to add a long, drawn-out comment. Just say, hey, I really like what you said, or this is inspiring to me, or what have you, okay? Very, very important. The reason being is that when you are engaging on Instagram, one of the plus sides to that is that Instagram rewards you by allowing more people to see your post, right? And also when those people see that you have liked what they are doing, then they are going to check you out and in turn possibly follow you, which is very important. And so I spent an average of 30 minutes to an hour between 5 to 7 days, 30 minutes to an hour average engaging. Now, that's not all necessarily at one time. It might have been, you know, 10 minutes throughout the day that I spent engaging. Maybe 3 to 6 times I would spend 10 minutes going to the home section and looking at new posts that people have posted. These are mostly all of your friends or people who have relevant posts, and I have been liking those particular posts. And then for those that really strike me, I will go ahead and add a couple of comments. So let's say if I like about 30 different posts that I see, I will probably comment on 10% of those, which might be three of the posts I will comment on. Now, this is another thing that I read, and I do believe that it's true, which is for every 100 posts that you like, you can probably expect about 7 to 10 new follows. Now, I want to just say this. You don't want to just like anything and everything. So one of the things that I like to do on Instagram and what I think really helped me with getting 300 likes in a 5 to 7 day period is I actually went in and entered some of the hashtags that are relevant to what I do. So I'm a business consultant and I have a women's network. So I went in and I entered, you know, Female Entrepreneur Association. I went in and entered Women in Business, Lady Boss, Boss Chicks. I went in and entered a lot of different things. And what I did is anybody that was on those particular hashtags that had posted to that hashtag, I went in and anything that struck me, I liked it. If I felt that it was relevant to what I did, I liked it, and I made a comment. And what I try to do is that usually 10% of the likes of a post that I've liked it, 10% of those, I should say liked, I don't think that's a word, is it liked it? Goodness. 10% of the posts that I liked, I actually engaged in. So again, if I liked 100 posts, then 10 of those I'm going to engage in. So those are some of the things that you actually want to pay attention to. And honestly, I was really floored when I saw that I had grown by 300 follows in a 5 to 7 day period. Just absolutely crazy. So what I'm doing now, my next goal is the next 5 to 7 days, because my 7th day ended on yesterday, Sunday. So my next 7 days, my goal is to not only continue on with this pattern, but my goal is to also do some Instagram ads to get more follows as well. So my goal is 1,000 in the next 7 days. My goal is 1,000 likes within the next 7 days, starting with today, Monday. So I will let you guys know next Monday how that turns out. And of course, my Instagram handle, for any of you that are not following me, my Instagram handle is at Women About Biz. That's Women About Biz, B-I-Z as in zebra. Follow me so that you can pay attention to what's happening on my Instagram account, okay? And then what I want to do is just give you this third tip on three ways to grow your Instagram following, and that is, again, be careful about the Instagram accounts that you are following, because what I find is that not all of your friends who are following you are relevant to what you do. But when you're in business, you really have to give Instagram a hint. You have to help Instagram along with who you are and what you do. You know, when you are looking at different posts and Instagram will recommend at the very top, they'll recommend other Instagram accounts that might be relevant to who you are and what you do. And if you see at the top on your homepage of Instagram that the people that are listed on the top absolutely are not relevant to your business, then that's one of the first things that you've got to correct, okay? Because what's happened is that apparently you are following a whole lot of people that aren't relevant to you. You're also following businesses that are not relevant to you. And if you're engaging in the wrong type of post. So that has a lot to do with it. So right now when you're in business and you're trying to get other people to see who you are and what you do, and for those people who are searching for your type of product or service, it's all about relevancy. So, again, follow Instagram accounts that are relevant to what you do. Now, this is not to say that you can't follow friends. This is not to say that you can't follow things that inspire you. That's okay. But what you want to do is make sure that more than 50% of the time you are following relevant accounts that do similar to what you do, okay? That lets Instagram know to put you out there in front of people who are looking for what you do. And people do go to hashtags to search for different things, okay? So that's very, very important. So, again, the three ways to grow your Instagram following: follow the 80-20 rule, 80% relevant to what your business does, 20% personal relationship building images. Very important. Don't forget to video. Video is a part of that 80-20 rule. And then engagement. Take 30 minutes to 1 hour daily to engage with other people's posts. Okay, and then number three, follow Instagram accounts that are relevant to what you do. Again, I am so excited because I've got some really good results, and I got more than 300 followers in less than 10 days from Instagram following these rules, and now I'm getting ready. My next goal is 1,000 Instagram followers using this formula along with some Instagram advertising. So my goal is 1,000 followers, new followers within the next 7 days. So hang on to your seats. Watch me. I'm at Women About Biz on Instagram. Follow me and pay attention to what I am doing. Now I want to go right into our hot topic of the day, becoming the CEO of your business. 5 powers of communication. Get your pen and your notepad out, ladies, because I'm going to roll with it, and I know that these are truly going to help you. I want to first start out by saying I chose this topic, becoming the CEO of your business, because honestly, I realized as a business success coach that a lot of business women are not being the CEO for their business. And so I want to encourage you that if you have not develop a business position description for yourself, this is something that you need to be doing, okay? Develop a business description, a position description of what you should be doing. Think of it in these terms. If you were hiring somebody to take over your leadership position in your company as CEO, what would you be expecting them to do? This is going to help you have clarity, and you're going to have so many aha moments because you're going to realize, probably like a lot of us have, that you've been working in your business and not on your business as the company CEO. Very, very important. So pay attention to what your position description says. From there, it allows you to create a workflow system for yourself as the CEO that is more concerned with a bird's eye view of what you should be doing. It follows through, checking up on things, management, very, very important. So one of the things that I thought about in becoming the CEO of your business is all about communication. Now, I'm not just talking about talking to other people. While that is a form of communication, but what I'm talking about is the type of communication that impacts your business, every area of your business, every hour, every single day. Listen, you need a communication system from the time you start marketing, from the time a lead is generated, and that lead is converted into a client, and for the lifespan of each client, your communications must be clear. It must be effective, and it must call each of those individuals to action, must call them to action. And this is what's so important about the 5 powers of communication, because a lot of the times we are not effectively communicating with the individuals that might be interested in our business. As a matter of fact, we might be communicating with the wrong people because we really are not sure of the target market audience for our business. So the first thing you need to do, okay, in setting the foundation to make sure that you have a good communications platform is you first need to make sure, ladies, that you are absolutely clear on who your target market is and the best way to communicate with that target market. Very, very important, okay? Because without that, you really can't execute your power over communicating with all of the people who you come in contact with. So let's go ahead now and just take a look at 5 powers of communication that will help you to take your business to the next level. Number one, building your list, okay? Building your list. Building a list is a part of the communications because in order for you to grow a contact list, name, phone number, email, so that you can properly communicate with people, it is all about knowing how to initially communicate in the first place. When you start building your list, it's about calling people to action by having a compelling offer that you're going to offer them. It could be a short report. It could be a product sample. It could be several things that will be compelling to other people who will say, oh, I would like to have that. So building your list is one of your communication powers that you have to have in order to take your business to the next level, because without a list, you can't communicate to anybody and tell them about what you have going on with your business. Also, without a list, you don't have a niche group of people who have opted in and said that they are interested in what you have, okay? So it's all about creating a system that will introduce your service and your products, and it all starts with you having a compelling offer and knowing how to have a good workflow to provide that compelling offer to individuals. So, for example, it starts with you possibly having a lead page, and all a lead page is a website without a menu bar, and it's just one page, keeping a person focused on one particular service or product. That's all a lead page does, okay? Or you have a website that has a pop-up that is actually calling people to action. Either way, your list is very, very important. Another reason why building a list is really, I would say, number one in the five powers of communication is because you're also building credibility by building your list. Whenever you are out there putting your company or yourself in front of people, and you are providing them with valid tips and resources or offering them a free report or a free sample, you are building your credibility. People are going to eventually start giving you testimonials or saying how much they enjoy your product. And you can take that information to even keep growing your list larger. Here's number two in the five powers of communication. It is marketing. Okay, marketing. And the reason why I put building your list first is because without a list, you really can't effectively market. So marketing is number two. Listen up, lady. You know, I say this all the time. I think every show I mention marketing and how important marketing is. But I do want to say this, and I hope that you all have an aha moment. If you are not generating the type of income that you want from your business, and you're seeing others with similar businesses doing really well, I can tell you right now that probably the main problem is inconsistent marketing, if you are marketing at all, okay? Because marketing is something that attracts your clients, potential clients, to what you have. Okay, it attracts them. So marketing is a system of attraction. And the first step in having effective marketing is that you first have to sit down with a marketing consultant and create your brand, which really is not just going to be a marketing consultant, but it's going to be a marketing consultant, someone who does graphic images, can help you with your color theme. So you've got to create a brand. A brand is consistent of words, phrases, colors, and images that are used consistently to develop your brand. So every time someone sees that, they're going to think of your business, right? So that's the first step in that marketing. But the second piece of that marketing, okay, when you've created your brand, only then can you effectively communicate to your potential clients or customers. Without that consistent brand, without having a brand figured out, it's very difficult to gain a following because they don't know what you stand for. They see different colors being used all the time. They see they don't see you having creativity with your business. They don't see specific colors that they can connect to and say, okay, I know who that is, okay? Very, very important. When you are driving long distance and you see those golden arches up on the highway, what is that? It's McDonald's, and you're happy because the kids are in the back. They're making noise. You're like, oh, goodness, okay, let me stop and get them some fries or get them some nuggets, something to eat. Let me just stop right quick and get them something, right? So, yes, it's important. And these companies, large companies, have built their businesses on creating a brand. And it is marketing 101, and yet a lot of us aren't yet creating a brand. And so that's one of the things that, hey, I'll be transparent and say that is one of the things that I am working on. That is one of my goals this year, is to build a better brand for my companies. And hopefully it's going to be your goal too, now that you've heard this. Another part of marketing that is going to be very important in communications is focusing on how your product or your service will benefit others. And this is why I feel that every person who is marketing their business needs to have a story, okay? They need to have a story. They need to know how they are going to benefit. So when I'm speaking in front of a crowd of people about Women About Biz, and I'm trying to tell them what Women About Biz is, I tell them the story of how I was very good at faking it until I made it, and then until it hurt me in a big way. I lost a potential contract with the cleaning company that I owned, which was my first business. And I realized that I was inequipped to really be a manager and owner of my company. What I needed, personal development. I didn't understand how to properly market and communicate. I didn't understand how to effectively manage. I didn't understand those things. And so, again, telling people that, there are going to be people in the audience who have heard me say that are attracted to that because they, too, are going through similar things. That's when I can say that Women About Biz is all about helping you with your personal and business development so you can take your business to the next level and generate a six-figure income. That's my story. And guess what? It has helped me. Once I crafted my story, once I understood why I had to make sure that I relay to people how my company could benefit others, people just start coming to me and people start referring other people to me. So focusing on how your product or your service will benefit others is very, very important, okay? The next thing in marketing is consistency. Ladies, you've got to develop an automated workflow that will assist you in rolling out your marketing message consistently. You know, trying to manually do all of that and remember all of that is not going to help you to be an effective leader. And you're definitely not going to be that CEO that your business needs. Marketing is something that needs to be planned ahead of time, and you need to know what your role is as a CEO, and then you need to know what you need to delegate and how you need to be automated, okay? Have an automated workflow. And in this 21st century, there's just no excuse for not automating your marketing, okay? By the way, workflow automation is one of the things that we're going to be covering for the rest of this summer. I'm going to be actually going live streaming with showing you how I am doing some new automations and workflows, and hopefully that's going to help you too. So stay tuned. If you've not signed up for our free membership at womenaboutbiz.com, make sure that you do that. So very, very important. The third thing that I want to share with you as we look at five powers of communication is advertisement. Don't get scared. Listen, you must face the fact that you have to have a marketing budget to cover advertising. And anybody that says, well, what happens if I don't have any money? Well, what happens? What has been happening, right? The most effective advertisement will depend on your target customer and your business type. However, what I can tell you is that it does seem that Facebook and Instagram ads are converting extremely well for many business types. But you just can't jump on there and start advertising if you really haven't been effectively marketing your business with an effective brand. So you have to start slow by building your list, then marketing your business effectively by creating your brand, right? But you've got to advertise. Don't get it twisted. I really don't think that there's any more marketing your business without having an advertisement budget. Does that mean that you can't market without advertisement? That's not what I said. But if you want to make money and you want to get the most out of your marketing, you're going to have to advertise. You're going to have to learn all about it, okay? Here's number four. Number four in the five powers of communications is email. If you think email is dead, think again. Email is still considered one of the most effective types of communications. However, making sure that you're emailing people that want what you have is key, okay? Double opt-in does truly work. Double opt-in, of course, is when someone opts in to have what you want, you know, when someone opts in to what they want from you, whether it's a free report or what have you, but then they receive an email that says, click here to opt in. It makes a lot of people nervous, but trust me, people who do that double opt-in and they click that second email link, guess what? They actually are very, very interested in what you have, and those are the people that are going to be clicking on your emails, reading them. Also, it's going to be important to make sure that you space out your email messages so you're not considered to be spamming, because even though they have double opted in, nobody wants to get messages from you 3 and 4 times a day, every single day, 365 days of the year, right? So you have to be very, very careful of that. You also want to look at segmenting your email, because if you have, let's say you have a membership, maybe you'll segment the different membership types so that you're not emailing everyone the same thing, okay? Or let's say you have an email that you send out to your clients and then an email you send out to your prospects. So you have to determine effectively how you're going to communicate. And then last but not least is social media. Ladies, yes, social media is here to stay. And now that the majority of large corporations have moved over to this method 60% of the time, it lets you know that it is very, very effective, because they have been doing testing on their marketing and they have seen the great marketing results that they are having. So this is why, as the CEO, you must become extremely knowledgeable of how social media can help your business. And I think a lot of the time, a lot of us started being on social media from a personal level, from our personal pages, and so we have just developed a habit that we are personally functioning on social media, but not as a business. And so, listen, you're going to have to make sure that you have a Facebook page. You're going to have to make sure that if you are on Instagram, that you are marketing as a business and posting as a business and not as an individual, okay? Remember that 80-20 rule that I shared with you earlier. Now, while I've given these 5 powers of communications to you just now, you must know that they can only be effective if these 3 things take place. Number 1, you've got to create a workflow system that will assist you with implementation, hands down. Number 2, practice these communication powers consistently. Okay, you've got to have a consistent effort in everything that you do with your communications. Very, very important. Okay, and then number 3, have a follow-up and follow-through system, because that is the essence of communications. Without follow-up and follow-through, everything else is moot point. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any difference. You might as well not do anything at all. So those 3 things are pivotal to the 5 powers of communication. Number 1, building your list. Number 2, marketing. Number 3, advertisement. Number 4, email. Number 5, social media. There you have it. I want to end today's show with just giving you these words of motivation. This week, let it be your week to step up and step out in the role of leadership and ownership. Ladies, ensure that you are clear on your goals for the week in the areas of sales, marketing, and follow-up. Remember, you must hold your business in priority if you expect it to yield profitable results. So, ladies, make sure that you tune in next Monday, May 22nd, as we continue on with our theme, Becoming the CEO of Your Business. And, of course, as always, we love blessings when you let other people know about Successful Woman Radio. Remember to go to Instagram. Our handle is at Women About Biz. Don't forget, follow us and pay close attention to our goal of generating over 1,000 new followers starting today for the next 7 days. Bye-bye, everybody.